Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, May 10th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows the cost to lock up and treat more offenders expected as a result of tougher drunken driving penalties effective in July aren't paid for because the state's powerful alcohol industry opposed efforts to raise beer and liquor taxes. The Democracy Campaign found that alcohol interests contributed nearly $294,000 in 2008 to help current legislators get elected and gave them another $115,000 in 2009 when the drunken driving bill, which was passed in December, was being considered. Those figures put the industry in the top five among about 100 special interests that contributed to legislative campaigns each of those years. With us to talk about the Democracy Campaign report is the group's executive director, Mike McCabe. First, Mike, $294,000 in 2008 and $115,000 in 2009 spread among several dozen legislators doesn't sound like a lot of money. Is the industry really as powerful as many of its opponents, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving and others, have claimed in the past and right now?
Well, actually, it seems like a lot of money to me. When you're talking about campaign contributions, I think we've sort of grown numb to hearing these huge numbers thrown around, and when we're underwhelmed by $294,000, that really says a lot about what's going on in our system. But I think the key here is that if you look at what they gave in the 2008 election, they ranked third among the major special interest groups. So clearly this industry is one of the top givers in campaigns. Then if you look at what they gave during 2009, once the legislature was in session, I think they ranked fifth among all the interest groups there. So again, this is one of the interest groups that is spreading around the most money to legislators, and they are major campaign donors. And I guess the bottom line is that their success speaks for itself. Their ability to bottle things up that they don't like, their ability to get their way, says a lot about the impact of their campaign donations and the power of this industry.
The report says a lot of their money went to some legislative leadership committees and legislative leaders. Is that a unique strategy?
Well, no, not at all. When you look at the biggest campaign donors, if you look at the industries that are spreading around the most money, it is really common for them to first and foremost hedge their bets and give to both parties. And the second thing, the money flows to power. Their money goes to those people who are in a position to bottle up legislation or schedule it for a vote. The people who really call the shots in the legislature are the top legislative leaders, and the legislative campaign committees that those leaders operate are magnets for this special interest money. And this industry plays that game as skillfully as any.
Okay. A lot of legislators here and around the country are leery of raising any taxes and fees with the economy still smarting and people out of work. So some would argue that it would have been a tough sell to raise beer and liquor taxes even without alcohol industry opposition. Isn't that right?
Well, you know, I think that legislators often want to take credit for a major policy initiative. They want to say that they're for cracking down on drunken driving. They want to pass a policy that they can then go out on the campaign trail and say, see, we're serious about drunken driving, but they don't want to pay for it. And the sad thing about this is that somebody's going to pay for it, and what they've effectively done is just passed an unfunded mandate, and they've passed the cost along to the local taxpayers. And I think the bottom line is that the people who are really going to end up paying for this are county property taxpayers.
Okay. Thanks for your thoughts, Mike. To see if your legislator received alcohol industry contributions while this new law was being crafted, check out the Democracy Campaign's May 10th report on its website. Thanks for listening.